This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers this morning, then a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, low tonight 72, and tomorrow about 90. A couple of hot, muggy days on the way. Newly released emails show that Jan Boxall, UNC's faculty council chair, asked colleagues to rewrite segments of an academic fraud report. According to the News and Observer, Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleges that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. As the elected faculty leader, Boxall is one of UNC's top academic officers. Emails sent by Boxall show that just before the report's release on July 26th of 2012, Boxall sent the three faculty report writers a last-minute correspondence. She suggested they edit a sentence that alluded to a department manager creating made-up classes to protect athletes' eligibility to play sports. Kane reports, campus emails are public record. The report authors agreed to it, and some information was left out of the final version. The department manager alluded to here is Deborah Crowder. In email messages to the NNO, Boxall said she only passed along the suggestions of others and did not identify who provided them. WCHL's calls and an email to Boxall were not returned on Sunday. Leaders in the North Carolina House and Senate announced on Sunday that they have reached agreement on a $20.6 billion budget that will end teacher tenure and allow taxpayer money to be spent for private school tuition. Both chambers have previously passed their own spending plans, but Republican leaders wrangled for weeks to come to a consensus, even as the July 1st start of the 2013-2014 fiscal year came and went. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the compromise budget in the coming week. The budget increases overall state spending by 2.5%, while instituting tax cuts for corporations and individuals. The plan scraps the long-standing teacher tenure system in favor of employing educators on contracts that are renewed based on performance reviews. The budget would also allow families that meet income guidelines to get state money to pay private school tuition starting next year. State spending on Medicaid is increased by $1.5 billion to cover what Republicans term as cost overruns. A special provision would allow the McCrory administration to develop a Medicaid reform plan in the coming months. The budget also supports McCrory's plan for overhauling the North Carolina Highway Trust Fund, which prioritizes and pays for transportation infrastructure projects over the next 10 years. The plan restores funding that had previously been cut for 69 positions within the State Highway Patrol, as well as another 22 magistrates and 175 probation and parole officers. The budget meets the state's obligation to fund the state retirement system and state health plan while providing state employees with 5 additional days of leave. The release makes no mention of any raise for state employees whose salaries have remained largely stagnant for years. The release also said living victims of a state-sponsored eugenics program that ended back in the 1970s will receive a one-time compensation payment, but it did not say how much that payment may be. Protesters are set together for the 12th Moral Monday in Raleigh today to rally for voter rights. 101 people got arrested last week, bringing the running total of arrestees to more than 800 since the peaceful demonstrations began in late April, about 150 of those 800 from right here in Orange County. Though the arrest totals fluctuate from week to week, the number of protest attendees continues to get bigger and bigger. Movement leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber says Republican lawmakers are purposefully passing legislation to make it more difficult for people to vote. Senate Republicans unveiled a new voter ID bill last week that would limit the forms of photo identification accepted at the polls. The new measure would require voters to show one of 7 types of photo ID issued by the government, such as driver's licenses, passports, non-driver IDs, and military or veteran cards. It's more restrictive than the House version, as it would eliminate cards from UNC system colleges, state community colleges, local governments, private employers, and law enforcement agencies as acceptable forms of photo ID. If passed, it would take full effect in the 2016 elections. However, the House is not expected to agree to the changes. This will likely cause last-minute debate, as lawmakers hope to adjourn session by the end of next week. Moral Monday meets starting at 5 o'clock today on the lawn of Halifax Mall, and again, the focus today will be on voters' rights. If you've ever wondered what your fellow North Carolinians think about Chapel Hill's John Edwards, the New York Times and Judicial Oversight public policy polling has you covered. In its recent survey of North Carolina voters, PPP found that 67% of residents say they would never vote for former Senator John Edwards again. Senator Edwards, who was once the Democratic Party's vice presidential candidate, received backlash after it was revealed that he had a lengthy affair while his wife had cancer. Jim Williams, a polling analyst with PPP, explains why Senator Edwards can do so poorly in North Carolina, while other scandal-riddled politicians like former U.S. Representative Anthony Weiner and former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer can continue their political life. Williams says that not only do states like New York have a different moral tolerance than North Carolina, but Senator Edwards himself was held in higher esteem in his home state.
He was sort of representing North Carolina on the national stage before he had his fall from grace. So I think there's a certain level of embarrassment among North Carolinians when it comes to John Edwards.
On the subject of embarrassment, public policy polling also asked North Carolinians how you feel about the New York Times. While this was not included in the question, the New York Times editorial board ran a piece recently titled The Decline of North Carolina. That was on July 9th. It criticized the General Assembly and Governor Pat McCrory. Williams says that while the survey found an almost even split between people who favored, disfavored, and had no opinion of the paper, he says the ideological split the poll found between Democrats who favored it and Republicans who disfavored it is likely no different anywhere else in the country.
Sort of has a reputation of being favored and enjoyed by liberals and dismissed and disliked by conservatives.
Support among North Carolinians for expanded background checks when it comes to gun purchases is at 78%. While incredibly high, the level of support for background checks in the state is actually lower than in previous polls, which Williams says is simply a result of issues dealing with gun control not being in the news lately.
That's just simply a function of time passing since a major gun tragedy, a major shooting somewhere in the United States, but still overwhelming support.
Another issue that a majority of North Carolina stand together on at 52% is the Supreme Court overturning Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. With majority displeasure across party lines, Williams says this support for the Voting Rights Act comes from its storied history.
People see that as a cornerstone of the civil rights movement, and you're not going to see too many people who say that they don't agree with what the civil rights movement is trying to do.
Congress is currently taking up Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act and seeing it can be rewritten to comply with the Supreme Court's decision. But Williams says that with a level of discord in both the House and the Senate, it's unlikely that it will get passed anytime soon. You may have noticed a lot of new faces in town this past year. That's because Chapel Hill's Visitors Bureau reported an increase in tourism to our town. Director of the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau, Lori Policelli, says that June was one of the very best months the town has had in years, with hotel occupancy up 12%.
We ended June with a 77% occupancy, which is startling and amazing on many levels, because in the past, June has really been what we refer to as part of the shoulder season. This area really follows a traditional academic year, and June has typically been slower.
Policelli attributes a number of different factors to June's high numbers, including the return of the Carolina Inn after a brief closure for renovations, and a meeting held by a Wisconsin healthcare technology company. In fact, Policelli says meetings and business conferences are now a major target of the Visitors Bureau, devoting a 200% budget increase in that type of outreach.
We buy lists, we do direct sales, we do online advertising and marketing, we attend trade shows, we ask for the business. We're a very traditional sales agency.
Policelli says the Visitors Bureau expects similar increases in visitation in July and August. WCHL News Time, 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Now, with a look at your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still seeing that slowdown on NC-54 heading eastbound. That's a usual suspect, of course, between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road. Also, 15501 southbound, just past or just before Garrett Road. So as you approach Garrett Road, that intersection seeing a little bit of a delay. Nothing major in either of those locations, and nothing major happening out on the roadways right now. I-40 moving smoothly elsewhere on 15501 and NC-54, and on the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior, 919. 919- 877-867-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Thanks, Rand.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, 74 in Carborough, also 74 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers this morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon as well. High today about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still big chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies, 40% chance of showers, and maybe a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and a chance of rain in the afternoon as well. High tomorrow about 90, low tomorrow night about 72, with a 50-50 chance of rain coming tomorrow evening. So this hot, muggy weather will definitely be with us for at least a few more days.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
You might want to hear what Archansky has to say about this latest story in the NNO about the UNC academic scandal. That's coming up on today's Sports Notebook in just a few minutes, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Social media has revolutionized the way many of us interact with each other. UNC student Taylor Robinette has an idea in the works, which he says will combine your online social network with your real-life interactions. As part of our weekly series on young entrepreneurs in our community, Bevy, Robinette's startup, is this week's featured venture from the business incubator Launch Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Right now, I feel like there's your social network, and then there's like your actual network, and this kind of blurs the lines between the two and makes it so that you never have to add anybody again. There's no, like, searching for people and then sending an accept or deny friend request.
Robinette, at just 19 years old, already has $110,000 in the bank from investors, another $90,000 pledged, and hopes to raise another $500,000 in the next couple of months. The first version of Bevy is set to launch in October, just before he turns 20. It will be available to students at UNC, Duke, and NC State. Robinette designed Bevy to be an improved alternative to Facebook. It's a mobile location-based social network through iOS and Android cell phone apps. It will track your offline interactions and try to mimic them online by seeing who you spend your time with.
So the way that this would work, an example I always use is if you go to a party or a gathering, everybody there would be added to your network at a base level. So without you having to search for them, they would automatically be in your network. And you'd see maybe their profile picture, their name, and where they work or where they go to school.
If you hit it off with someone and begin spending more time together, you will get more access to their network. If you never see the person again, they will then drop out of your network.
So it's kind of creating this idea of a dynamic, constantly changing social network.
Robinette currently has the development team of 7 under him. Post-launch, he has high hopes for the future of Bevy.
We'll probably look to raise another $10 to $15 million at the 8 to 12 month mark. And at that point, that will allow us to pay full salaries for a full staff.
The Maryland native says he has always aimed at becoming an entrepreneur. As just a freshman in high school, he had the idea that social media could be better, so he started a social networking site. In the first month, the site had 250,000 members. Robinette explains the networking connections and resources Launch offers has helped accelerate his startup.
So I got here and really took advantage of Jim Kitchen, Ted Zoller, all the great people here in the business school, and through them met my lead investor, who started us off with $75,000 and kind of led the way for the first round of funding.
Robinette says the efforts of Launch and its feeder and fellow incubator 1789 are reinvigorating the entrepreneurial community in Chapel Hill.
That's one of the reasons why I decided to go to school instead of just move out to the Silicon Valley and try to start my company, is to create a better entrepreneurial culture elsewhere besides the Valley. This, and then also working with university people to try to make UNC more attractive to young entrepreneurs, I think is really important and cool.
For more information on Bevy and Launch Chapel Hill, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Carolina Ophthalmology. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Your local football stars met with the media and other ACC players on Sunday for the ACC kickoff in Greensboro. Football season is only 38 days away. Quarterback Brent Renner is getting ready for his final season with the Tar Heels. He sat down with the Atlantic Coast Conference Digital Network to discuss last year's successes and the pressures of the second year under the leadership of Larry Fedora and his fast-paced offense. Renner said the offseason has provided a chance to review the flaws in which the team can improve on its 8-4 result from last season.
We found a lot of things we can get better by watching film. We can improve on our tempo and things like that, but going back, it was a great season for us, but we're looking forward to the opportunities that we have this year.
One thing Carolina adds back this year is its ability to play in the postseason. Tar Heels' one-year postseason ban is lifted, although sanctions are not completely finished. This year's recruiting class at Carolina was the first of two in which Coach Fedora and his staff had five fewer scholarships to use when choosing UNC's future stars. The game that begins the 2013 season, again just 38 days away, is one against one of the best in the country. It's an ACC-SEC matchup that pits North Carolina versus South Carolina. Tar Heels travel to Columbia on Thursday night, August 29th, to face the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier, and the very talented Gamecocks. Renner says he's excited about the matchup. It's a great way to see just where Carolina is at the onset of the season.
Looking forward to the opportunity to compete against the best. They're a top 10 team with the best player in the country. We're going to see where we stack up bright and early.
The best player in the country he's talking about is Jadeveon Clowney, a standing defensive lineman for South Carolina. To hear these and all the comments from the Carolina play caller, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Katrina Dowd and Amber Falcone helped the U.S. women's national team complete a record-breaking run at the Federation of International Lacrosse World Cup, defeating Canada 19-5 on Saturday to claim a seventh world title. Dowd, entering her second season as a UNC assistant coach, had three goals and two assists to push her tournament total to 36 points, trailing only teammate Lindsay Mundy's 37 back in 2009. Dowd's second goal at 2:14 in the first half vaulted her past U.S. record holder Quinn Carney in 2005 for most goals in a World Cup tournament. In what was her first World Cup tournament, Dowd finished with 26 goals. Falcone, a 2009 Carolina graduate, joined Dowd on the FIL All-World team, along with fellow Americans Lindsay Mundy, Katie Rowan, Sarah Albrecht, and Devin Wills. UNC alum Kristen Carr and Jen Russell started for the USA on defense once again. Rising Tar Heel senior Abby Friend started for Canada and had an assist. Former UNC star Katie Brooks also started for the Canadians. Former UNC goalkeeper Kristen Ordy came off the bench to play more than 32 minutes in the cage for Canada, making six saves along the way. For the full story in the Tar Heels and international lacrosse play, view it on our website at chapelboro.com. 8:23. 23 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The latest News and Observer report does not look good for Jan Boxall or Roy's basketball program. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. There are several ways to digest the latest front page story in the NNO, in which emails revealed that faculty chairman Jan Boxall recommended the name of the administrative assistant to depose AFAM chairman Julius Nyongoro be left out of the faculty report on academics and athletics. The first reaction of the public, including some UNC alumni and fans, is that Boxall, a former women's basketball coach who is very close to the athletic department, did not want to implicate Deborah Crowder because that would also implicate the men's basketball program. Crowder, who is retired and has refused to speak to anyone, is the 30-year girlfriend of former Tar Heel hooper Warren Martin. Those who believe men's basketball is the sacred cow on campus are going to have a field day with this one. Calling it the smoking gun that shows basketball players also took the aberrant or bogus classes in the AFM department dating back to the 1990s. With perception and appearances so important these days to save what is left of the UNC brand, one can certainly understand that opinion. But the mere fact that Crowder, Nyongoro, and no basketball players have said a word, and no faculty members have any proof that this was in fact a cover-up, Boxall was probably doing the right thing to protect her university. Look, the last thing we need is for the NCAA to come back on campus to continue a probe we are trying to put in the rearview mirror. Without any new facts, simply linking Crowder to Martin and allowing people to deduce that some basketball players were being placed into these easy B courses where little or no work was required, well, that's the most irresponsible thing Boxall could have done. And so, believing all that was only hearsay, Boxall made a wise suggestion at the time, and the faculty agreed. If indefatigable proof comes out later, which will be very hard to come by at this late date, then the Crowder-Martin connection can indict basketball. But why throw a secretary and a former basketball player who has been a career elementary school teacher in Chapel Hill under the bus needlessly? That doesn't mean the 74-year-old Boxall won't lose her position or be eased into retirement, or that Roy Williams won't factor all this into the P.J. Hairston decision. But right now, it's still so much more about perception and appearances than it is about substance, even if the story won't go away. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in-store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
And now it's time for The Professionals, local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea. Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
We waited all year for this, the kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Lemoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, 3,800 CCR, tax tag and $549 for your ex, based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW UFS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 center of excellence and volume leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMW Chapel.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs.
If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Presented this morning by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious and one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion imaginable at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 74 in Carpenter. Mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers this morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for the afternoon. Hot and muggy, high today about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and the low around 72. And then tomorrow, more of the same, partly sunny, 40% chance of rain, especially early. And our high tomorrow, about 90 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carpenter's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app
CBS
for that.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. Britain's future king or queen may soon be on the way. Elizabeth Palmer explains from London.
Kate and William went into the hospital at 6 o'clock local time, and it's now just after 1, which means Kate's been in labor for over 7 hours. It does seem reasonable that this baby will be born today sometime.
So how will the public find out about the royal birth?
When the baby is born, there will be an encrypted telephone call to the Queen, first and foremost, then to the Middleton family, and then to other members of the royal family, to the Prime Minister, to the Archbishop of Canterbury.
And says Vanity Fair's Victoria Mather.
Then the announcement, which is typed on Buckingham Palace paper, and I imagine they've got two versions, one for a prince and one for a princess, which will be signed by the royal gynaecologist, and that will make its way by car here to Buckingham Palace.
The announcement will be pinned on a royal easel, and then the public will know. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carpenter's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy day, 40% chance of rain, and our high today in the upper 80s. Newly released emails show that Jan Boxall, the UNC's Faculty Council Chair, asked colleagues to rewrite segments of an academic fraud report. That's according to the News and Observer. Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleges that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. As the elected faculty leader, Boxall is one of the university's top academic officers. Emails sent by Boxall show that just before the report's release on July 26th of last year, Boxall sent the three faculty report writers a last-minute correspondence. She suggested they edit a sentence that alluded to a department manager creating made-up classes to protect athletes' eligibility to play sports. Kane reports, campus emails are public record. The report authors agreed to it, and some information was left out of the final version. The department manager in question here is Deborah Crowder, who has since retired. In email messages to the NNO, Boxall said she only passed along the suggestions of others and did not identify who provided them. WCHL's calls and an email to Boxall have not been returned. Leaders in the North Carolina House and Senate announced on Sunday that they have reached agreement on a $20.6 billion budget that will end teacher tenure and allow taxpayer money to be spent for private school tuition. Both chambers have previously passed their own spending plans, but Republican leaders wrangle for weeks to come to a consensus, even as the July 1st start of the 2013-2014 fiscal year came and went. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the compromise budget in the coming week. The budget increases overall state spending by 2.5%, while instituting tax cuts for corporations and individuals. The plan scraps the long-standing teacher tenure system in favor of employing educators on contracts that are renewed based on performance reviews.
The budget would also allow families that meet income guidelines to get state money to pay private school tuition starting in 2014. State spending on Medicaid is increased by $1.5 billion to cover what Republicans term as cost overruns. A special provision would allow the McCrory administration to develop a Medicaid reform plan in the coming months. More details on the budget on our website at chapelboro.com. Well, protesters are set to gather today for the 12th Moral Monday event in Raleigh to rally for voter rights. That is today's focus. 101 people got arrested last week, bringing the running total to more than 800 people who have been arrested, 150 of those from right here in Orange County since these peaceful demonstrations began in late April. Though the arrest totals fluctuate from week to week, the number of protest attendees continues to grow each week. Movement leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber says Republican lawmakers are purposefully passing legislation to make it more difficult for people to vote. Senate Republicans unveiled a new voter ID bill last week that would limit the forms of photo ID accepted at the polls. The new measure would require voters to show one of seven types of photo ID issued by the government, such as driver's licenses, passports, non-driver IDs, and military or veteran cards. It's more restrictive than the House version, as it would eliminate cards from university system colleges, state community colleges, local governments, private employers, and law enforcement agencies as acceptable forms of photo identification. If passed, it would take full effect in the 2016 elections. However, the House is not expected to agree to the changes. This will likely cause last-minute debate, as lawmakers hope to adjourn session by the end of next week. Moral Monday is starting at 5 p.m. today on the lawn of Halifax Mall. You may have noticed a lot of new faces in town this past year. That's because Chapel Hill's Visitors Bureau reported an increase in tourism to the town. Director of the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau, Lori Policelli, says that the month of June was one of the best months the town has had in years, with hotel occupancy up 12%.
We ended June with a 77% occupancy, which is startling and amazing on many levels, because in the past, June has really been what we refer to as part of the shoulder season. This area really follows a traditional academic year, and June has typically been slower.
Policelli attributes a number of different factors to June's high numbers, including the return of the Carolina Inn after a brief respite for some renovations, and a meeting held by a Wisconsin healthcare technology company. In fact, she says meetings and business conferences are now a major target of the Visitors Bureau, devoting a 200% increase in that type of outreach.
We buy lists, we do direct sales, we do online advertising and marketing, we attend trade shows, we ask for the business. We're a very traditional sales agency.
Policelli says the Visitors Bureau expects similar increases in visitation for the months of July and August. If you've ever wondered what your fellow North Carolinians think about John Edwards of Chapel Hill, the New York Times and Judicial Oversight Public Policy Polling has got you covered. In its recent survey of North Carolina voters, PPP found that 67% of North Carolina residents say they would never vote for former Senator John Edwards again. Senator Edwards, who was once a Democratic Party's vice presidential candidate, received backlash after it was revealed that he had a lengthy affair while his wife had cancer. Jim Williams, a polling analyst with PPP, explains why Senator Edwards can do so poorly here in North Carolina, while other scandal-riddled politicians, such as former U.S. Representative Anthony Weiner and former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, can continue with their political life. Williams says that not only do states like New York have a different moral tolerance than North Carolina, but Senator Edwards himself was held in higher esteem here in his home state.
He was sort of representing North Carolina on the national stage before he had his fall from grace. So I think there's a certain level of embarrassment among North Carolinians when it comes to John Edwards.
On the subject of embarrassment, PPP also asked North Carolina residents, how do you feel about the New York Times? Well, this was not included in the question. The New York Times editorial board ran a piece titled "The Decline of North Carolina" on July 9th, criticizing the General Assembly and the Governor, Pat McCrory. Williams says that while the survey found an almost even split between people who favored, disfavored, and had no opinion in the paper, he says the ideological split the poll found between Democrats who favored it and Republicans who disfavored it is likely no different from anywhere else in the country.
Sort of has a reputation of being favored and enjoyed by liberals and dismissed and disliked by conservatives.
You can get more details on this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, we're going to announce the winner of the Move It, Be Fit Wealth of Health giveaway here on WCHL. That's coming up just a couple of minutes here on WCHL. Also coming up, a commentary from Steve Deere. And what you're saying on the street.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853. 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Hello there, this is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Sutt, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. Well, Ron Boy, good for you.
Thank you, Wayne. 8:41, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, and Lauren Stafford joins me in the studio right now, but the main star of the show this morning is John Hinkle, who is the president of Move It, Be Fit. And we have a great giveaway this morning. We've been talking about this for quite some time on WCHL. And first of all, John, tell us about Move It, Be Fit, and what is this company all about?
Well, Move It, Be Fit is a personal training business. We are located on the southwest side of Durham, and we've been in business with our own location for 5 years now. I've been in the triangle for 14 years, helping hundreds of people get fit, lose weight, improve their self-confidence, and improve their lifestyle.
Well, let me just say that I hope you take this in the right way. You look like a personal trainer.
Thank you very much.
He's in great shape. John Hinkle, Move It, Be Fit president, and this is the Move It, Be Fit Wealth of Health giveaway on WCHL. And what is this one winner that we're about to draw here? What does this person get?
Well, Ron, it's a nice prize. The total value is
$1,545. Wow.
And they get 12 personal training sessions with one of our professional trainers.
Mm-hmm.
They get 12 months of unlimited fitness classes at our studio. The whole thing kicks off with a fitness assessment and consultation with a goal-setting component. It also includes ongoing nutrition coaching throughout the duration that they spend with us. And, of course, we had to throw in a little advertising with a Move It, Be Fit t-shirt.
All right. Hey, that's good. But, I mean, this is valued, as you said, over $1,500, so this is a pretty major prize.
Yes, sir.
We've had people registering on the air for this and on our website and our Facebook page. And so a lot of people excited about this. And Lauren has a great big bag over there, and you're going to draw the winner. So
all right.
Why don't you do the honors?
All right. Do we have a drum roll?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. There we go. Okay. Our lucky winner is Renee Hallberg.
Woo-hoo!
Renee Hallberg. Mm-hmm. All right. Renee, I don't know you, I don't think, but you're about to get in much better shape.
That's right. We're going to know her better.
Yeah, exactly right. Renee Hallberg, our grand prize winner there. The Move It, Be Fit, Wealth of Health giveaway. And for the folks who want to find out more about Move It, Be Fit, how do they do that? Where are you? And give us all that information.
Sure, sure. We're located at 4810 Hope Valley Road.
Mm-hmm.
That building is located right across the street from the Woodcroft Shopping Center. More specifically, we're located right beside of City Beverage Restaurant. Most people know where that is.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can find us on the web at www.moveitbefit.com.
Move it, move it, move it. I hear that song
That's
in my
right.
head. When,
we like
when
to
I,
move it, move it.
Move it, be fit. And, John, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate that. And congratulations to Renee Hallberg. And I would assume that you are about to get to know her a lot better.
That's right. She's just got to come down here to the station and pick up her gift certificate mm-hmm. and then give us a call to get started.
All right. The inimitable John Hinkle this morning, Move It, Be Fit president, the Move It, Be Fit Wealth of Health giveaway. Thank you for your assistance, Lauren. And, John, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ron.
It is 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the Commenters.
This is Steve Deere. Don't you love WCHL's Hometown Heroes? You're driving along all stressed out about something, and then you hear about someone in our community who's been doing something good, something decent for somebody, and ultimately for all of us. Well, my nominee for one of our all-time Hometown Heroes is Chris Moran. Chris is retiring after working at the Interfaith Council for Social Service for the past 30 years and as executive director for the past 17 years. This morning, I walked into the Interfaith Council's building in downtown Carrboro. That's where my office at People of Faith Against the Death Penalty is located. Like every morning for over a decade, I walked past people gathered at the entrance of the building. They're mostly folks with jobs, but who are struggling. They line up patiently for food, for help with a power bill, for help with a job search, or in need of a social worker. They line up for hope. Some will be back. Some will be able to move on. I don't recall the exact numbers, but what the dedicated and smart IFC staff and the local volunteers and congregations who support the IFC have done since 1963 is an amazing feat, serving hundreds of thousands of meals, providing a roof and a warm bed to thousands. The IFC's newest programs for our community include Project Home Start for homeless women and children, the new Community House for Homeless Men, the proposed Food First Center, which will combine the community kitchen and the food pantry, and the Robert Nixon Free Clinic for the Homeless, which now include a mental health clinic. By doing all of this, Chris and the IFC have saved lives and given so much hope. They have taught our community that we are all lifted up when we affix our eyes upon and stand with those who have been left marginalized and without. Thank you, Chris Moran and the IFC, for your devotion to everyone in our community. Chris Moran, the hero of our hometown. This is Steve Deere.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Erin Cullum. There's been some debate about the pronunciation of one of the main streets in Chapel Hill. We hit the streets to find out how you say it. Estes Drive or Estes Drive?
My name's Rebecca Christenberry, and I live in Chapel Hill. I say Estes Drive.
Ryan Lynch, I live in Chapel Hill, and it's pronounced Estes.
Hi, this is Karen. I'm from Chapel Hill, and I say Estes Drive.
My name's Casey. I live in Carrboro, and I say Estes.
Belinda Hooker, Estes Drive. I live in Chapel Hill.
My name is Claire. I live in Chapel Hill, and I say Estes.
How do you say it? Estes Drive or Estes Drive?
My name is John Greifenberger. I live in Chapel Hill, and I believe the way you pronounce Estes is Estes.
My name is Tyler Scott. I live in Chapel Hill, and I say Estes.
My name is Elizabeth. I'm in Chapel Hill, and I would say Estes.
My name is Hannah, and I live in Chapel Hill, and I say Estes Drive.
Sharon. I'm in Chapel Hill for the day, and I pronounce it Estes.
I'm Callie. I live in Chapel Hill, and I say Estes Drive.
My name is Tim Jones. I live in Chapel Hill, and I generally say Estes Drive. That's what I've said all my life, pretty much.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Congratulations once again to Renee Hallberg, the grand prize winner in the Move It, Be Fit Wealth of Health giveaway from Move It, Be Fit and WCHL. A prize worth over $1,500. Renee Hallberg, way to go. Coming up next, traffic and weather together on WCHL.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former our WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Well, traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly all morning long. No major problems to report in the daytime. Anytime, you can call us at 919-967-8363 in the newsroom or tweet us at WCHL to let us know about accidents or major delays that we're not reporting. But right now, everything is looking okay. So, a good morning out there as far as the traffic is concerned. Things moving along fairly smoothly for your Monday morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers, a convenience marketplace serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, 75 in Carborough, also 75 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers this morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for the afternoon as well. High today in the upper 80s, so kind of muggy today. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, more muggy conditions, 60% chance of rain early in the evening. Our overnight low, 72. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 40% chance of rain, and scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible for the afternoon. In particular, high tomorrow about 90, low tomorrow night about 72 degrees with a 50-50 chance of rain. 8:51, 9 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
This is Allison Savage. I'd like to invite you and your friends to Independent Animal Rescue's 11th Annual Painted Chair and More Auction, Saturday, July 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. Enjoy great music, food and drinks, and bid on original artwork, jewelry, and artist-decorated furniture in support of IAR's animal welfare programs. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Go to animalrescue.net or call 403-2221. Thanks to WCHL for supporting Independent Animal Rescue.
And ironically, Allison is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. You're going to hear more about her in just a couple of minutes here. If you would like to call in with the word of the day, feel free to do that right now. Wayne's word of the day. It's a rather long word. It begins with an H. Call me and tell me the word, the correct pronunciation, the correct spelling, and the definition. If you're the first to do all that, I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL. That's all you got to do.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Allison Savage is just one of the many volunteers who work for Independent Animal Rescue, taking care of dogs and cats that are up for adoption. Allison says it's quite a community of animal lovers.
I mean, we have people that we obviously recruit at all times that are helping to foster animals in their homes.
homes and for later adoption. They go out and actually feed the feral animals in the community. They do education programs. They help other volunteers. So it is a very tightly woven group and has been doing this fine work for over 18 years here. The animals are always being taken care of that we have, and they'll be placed in what we call forever homes as soon as we can get to other folks in the community.
Allison Savix is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. There's a very special event coming up for Independent Animal Rescue, and she wants you to know about it.
This is the community at its best. There's no pressure. It's just for animal lovers and the area artists coming together to help and support and care for the animals.
It's called the Independent Animal Rescue Painted Chair and More Auction. All proceeds go to support Independent Animal Rescue's animal welfare programs, which include foster care and adoption and spay and neuter of free-roaming and companion animals all over the Triangle.
This is the 11th year we'll be doing this auction, and it is our signature event for the entire year. It's a very, very important fundraiser for us. IAR is a very dedicated group of over 100 unpaid volunteers that rescue, foster, and place and adopt homeless and abandoned and abused animals in the Triangle. We've been here now for 18 years, and this year alone we've rescued and adopted over 700 cats and dogs and over 1,300 spayed neuter of feral animals that are roaming around our area.
This big fundraiser happens July 27th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. And if you'd like more details, simply go to animalrescue.net. We're recognizing Allison Savix as today's WCHL Hometown Hero because of her work year-round as an IRA volunteer. Allison, congratulations and thank you for all you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Thanks for the phone calls this morning, and congratulations to Carol Walborn, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is Hagiocracy, or Hagiocracy. H-A-G-I-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Either pronunciation is acceptable. It means government by holy persons. Hagiocracy. Hagiocracy. Carol gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. We'll have another word for you tomorrow morning.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Louise Barnum. I'm a broker at Weaver Street. I've been an owner since 1987. I've been partners with Gary and Jay since then, and that's longer than many marriages. I chose Weaver Street because they were not a traditional firm. It focused on interesting properties, and I felt like I could grow in a way that I could. If it was a place where I had to wear a certain color of coat.
Louise Barnum prides herself on being a good listener.
When folks come to me and say, we want you to help us find a house, I stop them and say, where do you work? Where's your community? What do you need to get to? How much time do you want to spend outside? Because that's about your lifestyle. A house, it's a sanctuary, the place that you go to regroup and to heal and to eat and to sleep and to rest yourself. And there's usually lifestyle issues around that.
You really get to know your customers really well. I mean, you spend a lot of time with them, and you get to know what they're like, not just what they want.
Oh, absolutely.
You enjoy that part of it?
That's the part that I love about it. I love the problem solving and being deeply involved with people in a critical, expensive decision. I'm a quiet, introverted human being. I love the intensity. I love the trust you have to have between your client and yourself. I love pulling my best effort for somebody. It matters a lot to me.
It's easy to find out more about Weaver Street Realty.
We have a dynamite website that we spent lots of time creating. It's fun. It gives a really good flavor of who we are as individuals. And that's at www.weaverstreetrealty.com.
Louise Barnum and your friends at Weaver Street Realty are in a beautiful old building at 116 East Main Street.
It's a wonderful spot, and we're very grateful to be there and to be an anchor for Carrboro.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Don't fragment your healthcare needs into a million little pieces. Keep it clear and simple. Your healthcare services should have one clear-cut goal, to work as one team in one place for you and your family. UNC Family Medicine offers one place for your whole family with many services like lab and x-ray on site, plus ready care with same-day scheduling, appointment times starting at 7 a.m. and free parking. Call 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Well, a cloudy, muggy day today. 40% chance of showers this morning, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, more of the same with low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we're back in the upper 80s again. And just a slight chance of rain tomorrow. So this hot, muggy weather is going to be with us for a while, unfortunately.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce.